Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketolena with the evening news. The headlines. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng says issue of land compensation is major challenge in delay and failure of several crucial projects in Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to preserving heritage, culture of tribal communities. Nagaland celebrates Janjatiya Gaurav Divas 2024 with various cultural events. And Governor La Ganesan attends 55th Guru Nanak Birth Anniversary Celebration at Gurudwara Sri Singh Sabha in Dimapur. Now the news in detail. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of National Highways T.R. Zileng today said that the issue of land compensation has become a major challenge in the delay and failure of several crucial projects in Nagaland, particularly to the development of national highways. The Deputy Chief Minister said this while briefing media about his four-day tour to five districts to review on the ongoing highway projects at his private residence in Dimapur. Mr. Zileng called on the public to refrain from hampering the progress of the national highway projects due to land-related issues.
My sincere appeal to the people, landowners in particular, is that they should accept whatever rate is finalized by the state government, approved by SLA, State Land Acquisition Authority. Now we are entitled for land compensation, so individual or community should not claim land compensation at their own rate.
Mr. Zileng also said the state government is contemplating amending the Nagaland Land Acquisition Act to address the ongoing challenges related to land compensation, which may take some months or even years to bring into force. He expressed his disappointment of the actions of some villagers in Peg District constructing huts on the National Highway 702A to claim compensation or damage compensation. Describing this behavior as unpleasant and disruptive, Mr. Zileng feared that if such actions continue, it could derail the entire project by not accorded, adding that the cost of land or damage compensation should not exceed the project's budget.
The state government is also recommending that for those projects which are being stalled due to land issue would be foreclosed, as there is no provision to pay for land compensation other than national highway projects. So that now I want to let the people know that all the national highway which will be sanctioned after 28 November 2023, they'll be getting land compensation and damage compensation.
Mr. Zileng further appreciated the support and cooperation of the tribal leaders, village councils and Gomburas for their role in assisting the district administration in enforcing the decision to prevent the construction of illegal structures on the national highway.
We appreciate the people and the tribal leaders, village council and the Gomburas cooperating with DC, and they are mentally prepared to allow the road construction going through their villages. All the village council and tribal hall, along with DC, we had conversation, interaction, and village council and tribal hall had taken a decision that if any illegal structure comes up on the road, it will be their responsibility to dismantle, and they'll not allow anyone to construct their structure along the proposal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees from Jamui in Bihar on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Dharti Aba Birsa Munda is revered as Bhagwan by tribal communities across the country. On the occasion, Mr. Modi unveiled a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honor of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He also virtually participated in the Grih Pravesh of 11,000 houses built for tribal families under the Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan, PM Janman. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said education, employment and health care of the tribal community is the top priority of the NDA government.
जातीय समाज की पढ़ाई, कमाई और दवाई पर हमारी सरकार का बहुत जोर है। आज डॉक्टरी हो, इंजीनियरिंग हो, सेना हो, हर प्रोफेशन में आदिवासी बेटे बेटियां आगे आ रहे हैं। ये सब इसलिए हो रहा है क्योंकि बीते दशक में स्कूल से लेकर उच्च शिक्षा तक आदिवासी क्षेत्रों में बेहतर संभावनाएं बनी है।
Mr. Modi announced 80,000 crore rupees package for the infrastructure development of tribal villages under the Janjatiya Utkarsh Gram Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also announced the launch of Birsa Munda Gaurav Upvan in tribal-dominated districts. Nagaland today joined the National Janjatiya Gaurav Divas 2024 with a tribal walkathon and cultural celebrations. The initiative coincides with the 150th birth anniversary celebrations of Birsa Munda, a revered tribal freedom fighter and social reformer. The walkathon, launched by Advisor for School Education and SCERT Dr. Kekril Hulia Yome, began at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat and ended at the Nagaland Legislative Assembly Gate, Kohima. Mr. Hume acknowledged the contributions of India's tribal communities, emphasizing the sacrifices made for the nation's freedom.
It is a great day for us to be participating with the rest of the country in this great endeavor to honor all those who had fought for our freedom. Freedom is never free. It is always with a price. So today we remember, and we are also glad to participate with the rest of the country to be celebrating this particular Diwas and also using this occasion to launch the EASC campaign.
Secretary of Tribal Affairs Angelina Tajan highlighted the event's significance in celebrating tribal heritage. The day also featured an exhibition of tribal artwork and a folk tale narration at the Department of Underdeveloped Areas Conference Hall. In Mogokchun, the Dartya Abba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan was officially launched at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall. Subdivisional Officer Civil Shreyansi Jan Jain emphasized the significance of Munda's vision for self-sufficient villages, highlighting that the scheme aims to foster holistic development in tribal areas. Additional Deputy Commissioner Chamla Mohan Choi shared a brief account of Birsa Munda's extraordinary contributions as a tribal leader who inspired resistance against oppression during the British rule. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alert and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganasan, today graced the 555th Guru Nanak birth anniversary celebration at Gurudwara Sri Singh Sabha in Dimapur district. Speaking at the celebration, the governor said that the revered first guru of Sikhism left an indelible mark on the sands of time with his teachings that transcend barriers of faith, creed and nationality. He said Guru Nanak's universal message of love, equality and service continues to inspire millions around the globe. The governor said in Nagaland, the Sikh community has seamlessly integrated into the cultural and economic system of the state and have contributed actively and vibrantly to the state's development. He said through initiatives in trade, education, healthcare and community service, they have supported the economic and social fabric of the state. The governor called upon the people to draw inspiration from Guru Nanak's teachings, reaffirming commitment to fostering a world rooted in love and mutual respect, fulfilling the higher ideals of selfless service to humanity. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said the government is committed to a zero-error entrance examination system for students. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the Second Insights Forum held by the Indian School of Business in Hyderabad this morning, he said multidimensional reforms are under examination as recommended by the Dr. Radhakrishna Committee. Mr. Pradhan also said the government has asked states to be partners in the reforms as many of them hold their entrance examinations. And the 43rd India International Trade Fair, IITF, is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the 14-day fair yesterday. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat in 2047. Jharkhand is the focus state of the trade fair this year, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. The event is hosting over 3,500 exhibitors from India and abroad. Further, the event is expected to attract nearly 1 lakh visitors daily, reflecting its status as one of the largest trade fairs of South Asia. The fair, currently hosting its business days, will open for the general public from the 19th of this month till the 27th of November. The fair tickets will be available from 55 designated DMRC metro stations, Bharat Mandapa mobile app and ITPO's official website. The tickets are free for senior citizens and differently abled. To end the news, the headlines here again. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng says issue of land compensation is major challenge in delay and failure of several crucial projects in Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to preserving heritage, culture of tribal communities. Nagaland celebrates Janjatiya Gaurav Divas 2024 with various cultural events. And Governor Lal Ganesan attends 555th Guru Nanak birth anniversary celebration at Gurudwara Sri Singh Sabha in Dimapur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.